The aging squirrel held the map this way and that as she studied it.
Aye, bad territory, though we came to it a different way. I remember those rocks, the ones shaped like a bell and a badger's head, but I can't bring that tall tree to mind.
Bragoon tapped his rudder thoughtfully against the floor.
It probably collapsed with age. This map was made seasons before we were born. But 'tis the same area, all right, riddled with vermin and all manner of perils. I was glad to get away from it.
Martha looked disappointed.
Does that mean it's too dangerous to make the journey?
The otter laughed.
Whatever gave you that idea, my beauty? Danger's what me and Sarrow live on. We'd both end up dead afore our seasons was out living at Redwall.
The squirrel nodded mournfully.
All the good victuals and soft beds, that'd finish us off. If Sister Setifer didn't.
Abbot Carroll poured mint tea for old Fred.
Then when will you be going?
Sarrow selected a hot scone and bit into it.
Straight after the summer feast, if we can still walk. Late noon, probably. We'll travel southeast.
After breakfasting, they set off for the orchard to help with the festive preparations. Horsey, with his two friends, Springald and Fenner, came out of the abbey carrying a trestle board. The young hare hailed Bragoon and Sarrow.
Hello there, you chaps. Well, have you sorted out a jolly old way to Loamhedge for us, what?
Bragoon answered him rather abruptly.
Aye.
Springall bounced up and down eagerly.
Oh, good. When are we leaving?
Fenner's eyes shone happily.
A journey to Loamhedge. Great seasons I've been looking forward to this.
Horsey looked from Bragoon to Sarrow excitedly.
Come on then, you bounders. Who's got my copy of the belly map? Remember, I'm the flippin' pathfinder, you know.
Bragoon turned to face the trio, his voice stern.
This ain't no daisy dance. Me and my mate Sarrow'll be making the journey to Loamhedge alone.
Horty's ears drooped.
But you said...
Sarrow interrupted him.
We never said nothing, young'un. You're the one who's been doing all the seeing. Bragoon and me knows the country we got to go through. We can make it alone, but it'd be far too dangerous with three young'uns in tow.
Fenner was outraged.
You mean you aren't taking us?
Bragoon nodded.
That's right, missy. 'Tis too much responsibility. We couldn't show our faces back in this abbey if and you were slain by vermin or killed in an accident. We're going alone and that's that.
Springald tried to make an appeal to the abbot.
What's he talking about? We've as much right to go as they have. Martha's our friend too. Father, you're the abbot of Redwall. You make all the decisions here. Tell them.
Abbot Carroll beckoned the three young ones to him. Putting his paws about their shoulders, he spoke kindly.
Now, now. What Bragoon and Sarrow say makes sense. None of you has ever been further than the main gate. You're far too inexperienced to make such a trip. Trust me. Our two friends are thinking of your own good.
Horsey pulled away from the abbot, his ears standing stiffly with indignation.
Tosh and piffle, sir. We're young and strong. We can put up with anything those two old fogies can. Bragoon and Sarrow are old chums of yours. That's why you're blinking well siding with them. And anyhow, what flipping right have you to stop us going, what?
Springald and Fenner supported him volubly.
Horty's right. It's not fair. You let us think we were going all along, then change your mind at the last moment.
Aye, it's just because we're young and those two old wrecks want to grab all the glory for themselves. What do you think, Martha? Come on, tell them we're right.
Martha shook her head.
If the message from Sister Amel, when she appeared in my dream with Martin the Warrior, had mentioned that you should go, I'd be the first to say yes. But only the two travellers, Bragoon and Sarrow, were included in the rhyme. So I'm afraid I must say no. Not that my decision matters. Our father abbot has forbidden you to journey to Loamhedge, so you must abide by his word. Also, I trust Bragoon and Sarrow. They know of the dangers and are far more experienced at things like this than the three of you.
Horsey exploded.
It's nothing but a confounded blot against us. Shame on all of you. Shame, I say.
Abbot Carroll put his footpaw down sternly.
Enough of this talk. Arguing and casting insults is not the way in which any decent Redwaller should behave. Any more of this from you, Horty, or your two friends, and there'll be three empty seats at the summer feast this afternoon.
Horty glared back at the abbot, his temper completely out of control.
Keep your rotten feast blinking, bounders!
The abbot's paw shot out.
Go to your rooms and stay there until you are ready to apologise, all three of you.
The trio ran off shouting.
Don't worry, we wouldn't be seen dead at your feet.
Come on, leave those old grey whiskers to themselves.
You'll be jolly well sorry. We'll stay in the blinking dormitory until we